I just need to tell you,
Mr. Harley. How are you? John, how are you?
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello.
Gotta keep the water management district in line.
Damn right.
Good morning, everyone. It is 10 o'clock. I call this meeting to order. We're going to do some introductions real quick. We'll start with Shannon. Go ahead.
Shannon McGillis, Office of General Counsel. Corey Hurley, Strategic Basin Planning Coordinator for Lower St. John's Basin for St. John's River Water Management District.
Lisa Reinemann, St. John's Riverkeeper.
Jimmy Peluso, City Council District 7 and Chair of the Subcommittee.
Rick Hartley, Waterways Commission.
Jim Suber, Waterways Coordinator.
Excellent. All right, thank you for coming in again on a Friday. Just kind of a reminder to everyone, come July, I will no longer be the chair of the Waterways Commission. So we really got to kind of make sure we're moving. I mean, we'll see. Maybe the next president will see fit to keep me in this highly coveted position. I would love to remain chair. I really would. It's actually been a pretty good year, and I think that we've done some good work. And there's still a lot to do. But the point being is that we really kind of gotta figure out what this MOU and what sort of the River Accord in the next iteration sort of looks like. I provide everyone with a copy. We want to sort of write something up that I think has a little bit more. More metrics to it. I think that was kind of a bit of an issue with the last iteration. There didn't seem to be like goals, measurements, right? Because we all talked about sort of what does a scorecard look like. I also wanted to break it up into certain categories. I decided with six categories, all of which we can change at any time. And that includes water quality, water supply, septic system phase out, strengthening our tributaries. Oh, sorry, I'm in page two. My apologies. Strengthening our tributaries, river access and recreation, and then resilience and flood protection. So all that to say, I really wanted to start talking today about how we're going to start basically filling in those categories. And I'm glad that we have the Water Management District here. Obviously, we talked about the Basin Management Action Plan quite a bit in the past. So, I mean, this is where I would hope that we can kind of walk away from here and in the next meeting already have stuff kind of written out. To provide to the board is that, and also we have JEA here, of course. So again, this is where, when it comes to water quality, for instance, I just put like examples here. So nitrogen levels, like what is our metric for success on reducing nitrogen levels in the river, or our tributaries as well, and how do we implement that, right? So like this is what's going to hopefully drive that moving forward over the next couple of years. That is my intent with this, and that's kind of where I hope we as in this body, and then we as in the Waterways Commission body, and then we as in City Council, that body, all kind of agree, like, yep, here are things we want to see get done. Here are the goals and measures for how they're going to get done, and, we're going to use this document, the River Accord, to help drive our decision-making and policy recommendations moving forward. Does that kind of make sense? Am I way out of left field? Shannon, tell me if I'm crazy.
This is not evidence of that.
There we go. That's legal counsel telling me I'm not crazy. This is not meant to be a super long meeting. This is really to just kind of go through what the MOU has right now. Lisa, do you have any comments on the different categories and if we want to expand those or kind of provide more, because I know you and I had conversations about this way before you were on this board.
And if I could just go back to the timeline, because I want to make sure that we all get our input in as a committee on this really tight timeline. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we will continue your chairmanship for the Waterways Commission, continue this work. But
I'll be happy to still do meetings.
And so I don't know as far as if we need to potentially meet, maybe in 2 weeks to really go over draft comments. Not to rush it, but at the same time make sure that we're getting in. And I believe after today we'll have some more research we need to do to pull back into the language. One of the things I would really like to see in it, while we have strengthened our tributaries, I think we need to address that there are BMAPs with our tributaries. Some of them are impaired that do not have BMAPs yet, so I think that should be a priority for conversation as well. And then I still, you know, want to raise the flag about how we address upstream sources. And it may just be a statement that we coordinate with other counties within the watershed. Just recently, there was significant funding granted at the 11th hour during the legislative session that will transfer pollution in the Indian River Lagoon to the headwaters of the St. John's, increasing phosphorus levels by 20-fold based on their own models under best-case scenarios. Those things need to be on our radar because we are downstream from those impacts. And so some way to address working with other counties, whether it's through the Water Management District mm-hmm. or regional planning councils, you know, there's opportunities. We have tools, but how do we do that?
So to that end, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't have it here. If you go through the different categories, right below that mm-hmm. is the annual report will also provide policy recommendations for both state and city legislative bodies. So that's exactly where I think that would go, right? Like, hey, you know, let's make sure we have our delegation and state leaders kind of recognizing the problems with upstream activity. So, I mean, that's kind of where that would fit, I think. We could also possibly put that in water quality, but, I don't think that's for Duval County alone to drive. So that's why it's kind of meant to
right.
be there.
Right, and I think maybe it's just stating the intent of how we work within the watershed mm-hmm. with other counties.
Yep, I dig it. To the point of having multiple meetings, I also think that makes sense. Although I would be willing to give a good 3 to 4 weeks so that people can come the first time, I'm fine with doing either a biweekly meeting afterward or a weekly meeting until we kind of really kind of bring it together. I'm fine with that. So that way we give everyone a full month, all of our parties to kind of figure out what they want to put in here and what commentary they have. And then after that, we kind of do several more meetings to really kind of to narrow it down. I was thinking about that myself because, yeah, once I started looking at the timetable, good thing is, well, actually, I don't know, and Brooks isn't here to tell me. Bless you, Shen. So does city staff get time off during June when city council is not in session?
I do not believe so.
Okay. All right.
They take their vacation or whatever.
Oh, man. God. You guys really do everything. All right, so the point is I just didn't want to start setting things up in June, whether it be in my mind or not, or on paper. And for us to find out, oh, well, that's when everyone's gone. So I want to make sure that I'm not harming our good staff who are doing 90% of this work, really. You know, and I recognize that very much. All right. Is there any commentary thus far?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Please.
I want to go back to what Ms. Weinerman said.
Yep.
You mentioned the Indian River Lagoon. I hadn't heard that. Would you say that again?
Sure. So there is a project that's part of the Central Florida Water Initiative, and in the last couple weeks of the legislative session, there was $400 million appropriated to it, and the idea is to shift water that's flowing into the Indian River Lagoon to the headwaters of the St. John's. The problem with that, the volume they're wanting to do it, it'll basically increase phosphorus loads in the headwaters, which are already significantly skyrocketing, in some cases by 25%. But it'll increase it from 500 kilograms to 10,000 kilograms. That's under best-case scenarios. And there's 20 pages worth of unanswered questions from the agency showing that their models aren't really based in reality. And so we're very concerned about that because the lower basin depends on reductions in the middle basin, which depends on reductions in the upper basin.
Thank you. I had not heard that. I'm going to do some more research.
Absolutely. And I can send you the information we have, and we're continuing to research it as well.
Thank you very much.
Bringing people together. Mr. Hoyles, what's up? You are over here, good sir. And we're just, you know, today's probably going to be a relatively short meeting. I think we're actually already kind of winding down. I just wanted, I wanted to give everyone sort of a copy of the memorandum of understanding that I kind of gave everyone during last Waterways Commission meeting. And I said, I think we're going to give almost everyone a month, Water Management District, DEP, JEA, City of Jacksonville, to kind of figure out ways to sort of put the real questions and data and metrics into the document, into our first iteration of the document. And then maybe after that, we'll do a meeting every week or two to kind of really kind of hone it in. And the reason being is my time as chair of all of Waterways is coming to a close at the end of June. So, like, let's make sure we have something to give either to the entire Waterways Commission for the next president Or we maybe pass it out of Waterways and we get it up to City Council for them to kind of talk about.
I love where you're headed, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The last thing I wanted to do was for like this, for June, whatever, to come and for us to be like, oh, well, all this time, you know, on the River Accord, we're done. Yeah. And now they're putting me on some committee in the basement or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. But yeah, so, and we are joined here by JEA and the Water Management District. They've been awesome. And DEP obviously came in mass that one time, which was awesome. So we've got the right people in the room. Go ahead, Lisa.
Just a question for conversation. Are there other organizations that should be formally part of the River Accord? Not to put Fair on the spot, but like the regional, you know, councils would seem, you know, with all the resiliency work that's going on and that connectivity of the regional counties is something, again, you know, just to consider. And are there other organizations that could be part of this?
I think any and all organizations could be a part of this, right? I mean, this task force is a task force for a reason, right? You know, we can all talk to each other. We can all do stuff. You know, we're not bound by sunshine, and we could have people come up with recommendations, whether it be Sierra Club, whether it be Northeast Florida Regional Council. It could be the Manufacturers Association and NEFPA, too, if they really wanted to join in. And I bring them up because I know that they always have something to deal with when it comes to environmental policy. But, like, I'm fine having a lot of people talk to us. It will be up to us as a body to really kind of figure out what we want to see in this, and then obviously Waterways and Council. But I invite any and all, and I think that's perfectly fine.
Farah, how do you see participation in this?
I think there's a lot of thank you for the opportunity to speak. I think there's a lot of overlap between what this document is, at least appears to be intended to do, and what we're doing through our Regional Resiliency Action Plan.
Great.
I think there's certainly, obviously, in letter F, the resilience and flood protection, but I think it goes beyond that. Because we are looking, as Ms. Reinman mentioned, we are looking at water quality and strengthening tributaries, and several of these points are included in our regional action plan. So I think that there's certainly some overlap there, and we can create some synergies with that. So I'm happy to help in any way possible with that.
Yeah, and I advise you guys to provide whatever you'd like to the table. I'm all about that. And I mean, this, you know, this document is meant to be a Duval County document for us to for us, our staff, our administration, our council to look at, hey, what does Duval County do? So as we look at the regional, you know, what is Clay County doing? What is Nassau? What is St. John's? Like, it's good to know that, right? DEP and Water Management District are also kind of looking at that. And hell, even for JEA, because you guys are bigger than just Duval. So, like, I want us to look at this as, for those of us in Duval County, what do we need to work on, while also knowing that other things are going on throughout our region that are affecting the river as well. So it's good to have that. I want this document to be insular, but I don't want our total mindset to be insular, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we have state agencies like the Water Management District, DEP, to kind of remind us that there's bigger things than just our counties. I want to see if it... And then we've got some environmental protection folks here. Are we able to, do we think we're going to be able to have something together in like a month? Like good recommendations and stuff to put into the River Accord? So long? Never mind. What's up? No, I'm sorry. I thought I saw someone. I was wrong. All right. So if we work on May 10th as having... projects, goals, metrics to place into this document.
And I'm just thinking procedurally, do you want us to do red lines and we submit before or bring those for discussion on May 10th?
If you bring anything beforehand, mm-hmm. I will make sure that it's printed out for like everyone to have and disseminated to them that we can kind of discuss. And then if people show up the day of with other stuff, then we'll talk about it right there on the floor. But the more stuff that's provided beforehand, we know that we can dedicate more time to those things. So I hope that we get something from JEA, DEP, Water Management District, City of Jacks, our different interest groups and organizations. And again, next month will not be the only time to do so. If somebody says, hey, I needed more time. You know, we really didn't want to give you a half-baked plan We're going to need 2 more weeks. That's fine. We'll have time moving forward. And then, of course, we'll have Waterways Commission to talk about it, and then we'll have City Council to talk about it. And maybe the administration is going to kind of weigh in and say, like, oh, we'd really like to see this item brought in as well. So, like, this is step one.
Right.
Sure. Let's build this shell now and build a lot of good stuff today and get 70% of the problem solved. And then over the next several weeks and months, we'll probably be building out more and more.
Mm-hmm. Has Anne weighed in on this at all, or is she just aware of it?
Yes. Okay. So she is aware of it. That's one of my hopes, is that we can kind of get the CRO to be more involved. Okay. And frankly, I think what she will say and what she and I have discussed is, hey, we just did this giant document, right? You know, we've got a resilient strategy and plan. We're probably just going to take a bunch of that stuff and put it into the river.
Or reference the plan.
Reference
it. Say, hey, we're going to specifically, yep, we're planning to implement these things,
yep,
in that plan.
And that's exactly what I expect a lot of this will be. You know, to the point of when we had Water Management District, and we were talking about the different water supply projects, like,
right,
some of those should be referenced directly. Like,
sure,
that's easy. You know, a lot of this stuff is already done. We just need, again, our Duval County mindset to focus on. Yeah, I want to make sure that folks in City Council and the administration know, like, oh, this project is listed on our list as well as the list for Water Management District and DEP. Well, it looks like we all align. That's what I'm looking to make sure we do. Again, a lot of this stuff's already done. Like, we're just dumbing it down for folks like me, you know. These guys that just need a few pieces of paper in front of them to say, yep, we'll do that. Great. You know, and then I can go on TV and talk about it for 2 minutes. That's what I'm looking for.
Good.
And I'm being very tongue-in-cheek, but quite literally, right? I mean, that's why we do some of this stuff, to kind of make it very digestible for members of the public. And all of you know that, the 7 of you that are here. All right, I did want to get through this pretty quickly and just kind of, like, set ourselves up for the next meeting, May 10th, if that's okay with everyone.
Yeah.
If we can do May 10th, do you want to do 9:30 and plan on it being maybe a 2-hour session?
Sure.
All right. Mr. Hoyle's on board.
Anyone? For me?
What's that? 9:30, okay. Mr. Stuber.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be here. That's my day of departing from my trip.
I'll
submit, but I'll be gone all of May and most of June.
Okay.
So I'll miss all the meetings in May and June.
Yeah, but you're going for a really good reason. You're going to Europe, so you're going to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'll be on the waterways, so we'll.
Yeah, look at me.
I'll inspect, where make notes where I'm going.
Excellent. All right, so let's plan for 9:30 on May 10th. Kind of have things in mind, ready to go by then. We will reach out to our friends at DEP. If you got a minute, we could chat about different things Regional Planning Council could bring to us. Anything else anyone wants to put out? Go ahead, Lisa.
And so are you envisioning that we would present this at the next Waterways, in the May Waterways meeting?
Probably the one in June.
The one in June?
Yeah, I think the one in June.
Okay.
And it still can go to the one. I'm sure if I beg, I could probably remain as the Waterways chair. And maybe we do it in July so that we're not rushing too much. Or at the very least, I could already talk to that future chair to make sure they know this is coming. You know, that could happen as well. But I'm not super concerned if we can't get this all done by June. But I just want to make sure we know that, hey, once I'm out of that chairmanship position, you know, the next chair could potentially say, no, Jimmy, all your work was for naught. Again, I doubt it, but it's why I'm kind of rushing it a little bit, just to make sure. All right.
When is the May Waterways?
Stand by.
I don't see it on
which
my
day?
Calendar.
16th.
16th?
Yeah, so by then we will have had, hopefully, the first good round of stuff going on with the River Accord. And again, I would think we'd probably do another meeting 2 weeks after that for any updates or any new things that we want to add. I can give a good update on the 16th of the Waterways and tell them what we're doing. And most of them know, I think. I think we've said it enough times. We've kind of beat them over the head, told them to come. And I think there's real excitement, I mean, to the point that Mr. Hoyle's brought up. All right. Are we good? All right. This meeting's adjourned.
Public comment.
There's a public comment.
Our favorite fan.
Why you didn't bring it up at any other time, I don't know. I got you. Mr. Nooney, you have 3 minutes, sir.
And 1 to 3 on the
All right. You didn't turn the recorder off. Okay. All right. I am John Philanthropic, Resiliency Nooney, 8356 Bascom Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32216. All right. You know, where to begin? Let me just say, you know, full disclosure, you know, our place, it's Category 1 wetlands next to a FEMA house. And over a year ago, I went, and this is when Randy DeFore and Joyce Morgan were on the Northeast Florida Regional Council. We have Mike Gay and Ken O'Mara. Over a year ago, before the elections, so full disclosure, not a self-serving thing, you know, people came up, first thing, Nooney, we're going to make this a private launch. I said, good for you, I'm going to try public. Because the public access to our waterways is the worst ever. You just, it is horrible. Okay, so I've been going to the JDA. They're going to be a partner. We got new leadership over there. I was there at the April 15th meeting. And then here's another one. You know what? No one's at this stuff. Here's the Planning and Development Department meeting agenda. Flood Risk Subcommittee. Okay? And I want these to be part of the permanent record. One thing that's really been good is that you're submitting this stuff for the permanent record so everybody can see it. Here's the other meeting agenda, planning and development. This had to do with site design, standard subcommittee. Their meeting's going to be May 6th, 9 o'clock. Here's another one, planning and development, geography and neighborhood subcommittee. Again, advocating for Posper Creek Public Park. Here's the minutes. You know, I'm next to a FEMA house. Look up 2022-0034, or 2024-0034. And then here again, you know, I was very fortunate to write for the Fishing Connection for 5 years. You know, and anyway, I'm just submitting this one. But this is the one that we are just going to showcase to the world. This is this resiliency report. I'm in it. And you go and you open up the page, and here's Jacksonville today. I mean, look at this picture. We are telling the world, you come to downtown Jacksonville and you bring your fishing pole. And right now, the DIA is looking at drinking zones. I'm in. So this spot is not only a fishing spot, but I mean, bring a keg. This is the spot for the big keg.
30 seconds.
Right there. Well, 30 seconds. Okay. Well, right now, 30 seconds, I am wearing my, what I call my Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Woke Joke, CBD, Free Market, Pottsburg Creek Public Park shirt. We are going to be one of the biggest news stories in the world. This is the lowest hanging fruit.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nooney. I would encourage you to get a Bob Graham shirt, by the way, after the passing of our of our prior governor, who was a huge environmentalist.
Oh, great guy.
Yep. Condolences to the whole Graham family. And I know Gwen's hurting right now. All right. Any other commentary? All right. This meeting's adjourned.
Yeah. Hey, man.
How are you and I?
You can sit.
I'll email it to you that right away what I know, and you know, luckily.